Hi, this is Birgit Hindman, and I will walk you through the graphics debugging quick start challenge today. So the first thing we're going to do is we will start in Visual Studio, and what I've got installed here is Visual Studio Express for Windows 2013, and I've also installed Update 3. So if you, what you have doesn't quite match what I've got, you may not have the same update installed that I do. We're going to start by downloading a sample from the web, and you can go to Help, Samples, and then just search for Marble Maze here. That should bring you up the sample, DirectX Marble Maze game sample. You can download that, and that's the starting point for this. I've already got it on my machine, so I'm just going to cancel and open the project that I already have. Now, the graphics debugging tools that are part of Visual Studio, those will work with Windows 8 store projects, with Windows Phone 8.1 projects, also desktop projects. What we're going to look at today is just the Windows store project that's part of this sample. But since all of the changes we're making are actually to the shared part of the code, it'll actually apply to the Windows Phone as well. Another thing I want to point out is that the debugging tools will work for any DirectX 10 or 11 project. And so this being the DirectX 11, this will work for this project. Before we start, there's a couple of things I want to change in the sample that'll help us a little bit as we go through the quick start challenge. So the first thing you want to do is go to the basic pixelshader.hlsl file, right-click on that, Properties, and then under General, you want to set Enable Debugging Information to Yes. So once you're in here, where it says Enable Debugging Information instead of No, you want to change that to a Yes. Like that. That later on, that will allow us to actually see the HLSL code in the captured frames. Click Apply, OK, and we've got that set. The other thing we want to do is go to Tools, Options, and under there, there's a Graphics Diagnostics section. In there, you want to make sure that you've got Collect Call Stacks During Capture. You want to set that for everything. That'll help us to find our code. It does make capture a little bit slower, so if you're using a larger project, you might want to change that later on at some point. Click OK, and we're ready to go. So first of all, let's actually just look at what this project does, and we will go ahead and build it and take a look at the game. So Marble Maze is just a simple marble maze game. You can roll the marble around. Try not to land in one of the holes and make it to the goal. What we're going to want to do is we're going to make a slight change to this game, and we'll add a little trail to the marble so you can see where the marble has been. And I will show you what that's going to look like. This is the actual document that you have for the Quick Start Challenge. There's an image that shows a trail for the marble. So we're going to add just some dots showing the trail that the marble followed. So going back to Visual Studio, there we go. Going back to Visual Studio, we're going to go ahead and stop the game. And now, instead of just starting debugging, what we're going to do is we're going to go to Debug, Graphics, and then Start Diagnostics. Oh, I have to click Yes here. All right, so now we've started the game, but now we're actually running it under Graphics Diagnostics. And we can now capture a frame from the game. Let me unpause it. I can roll the marble. And by pressing Print Screen, I can now capture a frame. And you'll notice at the top it says frames captured one. So we've captured a frame. Another thing you can do is actually inside Visual Studio, click on capture frame, and that will also capture a frame for you. One other thing that I can point out here is while the game's running, we're actually capturing some information on the frame timing. So if you're concerned about the frame timing for your game, this is another tool you can use to kind of keep track of that. So let's go ahead and stop the game. This is the frame we've captured, and we'll go ahead and double click on that, which opens that captured frame in the Visual Studio Graphics Analyzers. This is where we're going to do most of the work, analyzing the frame that we've captured. So some of the things to point out here, we've got a graphics event list. This lists all of the graphics events. We've sorted it by draw calls. You can also, if you like, sort it to show the entire timeline. For this lab, we're actually just going to look through the draw calls. You can expand each of these sections. Actually, we'll do that later. We can expand each of these sections and then actually step through and see how that image was actually built up by individual draw calls. Actually, let's go to the end again. One other thing you can do in this is if you were to click in the image, this brings up the pixel history. And here you can see the draw calls that actually contributed to that particular pixel that you clicked on. So that's just another view of the draw calls for that particular frame. What we're going to look at today is the draw call that draws the base of the maze, and then also draws the shadow for the marble, which I happen to know is this one, but you can step through and notice that it hasn't been drawn here, but in this case, it's been drawn. So you know that this is the draw call that you're gonna work with here. So what we're going to do now is we want to figure out how we can modify this so that we draw the trail for the marble as well as the base for the maze. If you right-click on that draw call in your event list, bring up the pipeline stages window. This shows you the pipeline stages for that draw call. So we've got input assembler, vertex shader, pixel shader, and then the output merger stage. Actually, clicking on the output merger here brings up an image of the output merger showing which pixels were actually drawn for this draw call. We'll go ahead and close this because what we're interested in right now is the pixel shader. So if you click on the pixel shader link, this opens up the shader editor. I'll make that a little bit bigger so we can see what's in there. Here on the left side, we have the actual code for your pixel shader. Then on the right side, we have the compiler output. We're going to focus on the left side here, which has the HLSL code. And this is where we're going to make some changes. So the first thing we'll do is scroll down to here where we have ambient color. We're just going to make a change here. Change that to 0.8, 0.0, and 0.0, 0.0. And then click Apply. So what that does is it actually immediately makes a change in your output here. So you can go and make changes to your shader and then immediately see how that affects your output. So if you like, you can kind of play around with that, try a couple of different colors. For the sake of this walkthrough, we're actually just going to reset that, which brings us back to where we started. So don't be afraid to make changes. You can always click reset and start over if you like. Now what we want to do is we want to add that marble trail. To do that, we're going to, first of all, add another item to the constant buffer. And this is in the walkthrough document that you have. I've got a copy here of just the code part of that document. So what we can do is we can copy from there. In this case, we're going to add to the constant buffer the marble trail, and then down lower in the shader, let's see, right after the section where we have shadowing from the ball, we're going to do something very similar, but in this case, we're going to add the code for the marble trail. So again, I'll copy that from the document and add that to the shader right here. I'll clean that up a bit. Oops. There we go. Now what we can do is we can apply that. And what happens is we end up with a black screen. Now the reason for that is that we haven't actually made the changes yet to the CPU side code, so we don't actually have that data yet passed into the shader. And that's actually the next thing we'll do. But before that, we want to click this copy to link. So what we've done so far is we've just made changes to the shader in the log file. What we want to do is we want to actually copy our changes back to our source code so that they're then applied inside our project. So click the copy to. That already brings us to the correct location for our shader, so all I have to do now is click save. Do I want to replace it? Yes. And that's it. So going back to Visual Studio proper, I want to go ahead and reload that. And then in my pixel shader, oops, right there, you can see that I have made that change and that's been saved now. So the next part is we're going to want to make changes to our CPU code. So going back to the graphics analyzer, we'll go look at our frame again. And inside the event list, again, using the same draw call that we were using before, we can expand that and find the pixel shader constant buffer. There again, we'll expand that. And underneath there, there's this call here, PS set constant buffers. That's where that constant buffer is set. So if I right click on that and open the event call stack, I get a call stack for those events, and that actually can take me back to my code showing me where that call was made. So I'll zoom in on that quickly so you can see that. Right here in the graphics event call stack. And what I'm going to do is I'm just going to double click on that. That will bring me back to my code. Right here. All right, so now I'm inside Marble Maze main.cpp. This is where the constant buffer was set. And you can see that this is what I was using to set that. If you scroll up just a little bit, you'll see this update resource call, and you can see this is what it's actually using. It's using the m_maze constant buffer data. This is where the data is set. So that's what I'm going to change. And to do that, I'm going to go ahead and right-click, toggle header code file, and open up marblemazemain.h. In there, I've got my constant buffer structure defined. This is where I'll make the next change. So going back to my document, I've got the marble trail, and I'm going to add that to, oops. Actually, we'll do it this way. To my constant buffer. Now, one thing I noticed while I was looking at the document, I actually forgot something. So in the shader, let's go back to that. While I had added the code to calculate the color, I didn't actually add that into the result that I'm returning back. So what I want to do is go down just a little bit more. Here where I have return, I'm returning the color, and I want to add at the very end, I'm just going to add plus trail so that I actually change the color that I'm returning from the pixel shader. I'm going to do copy to one more time and save that so that that's saved back to my original project. Okay, so going back here, I've added the marble maze trail to my constant buffer structure. And then the last thing I need to do is I need to add the code that actually calculates that. So back in marble maze main, I'm going to find where I update that constant buffer. So I'll just do a control F to find and look for update constant buffer. I have a region for that. The document also has the line in the code, so you can find it that way as well. Then at the end of that region, I'm going to add the section of code that actually calculates the location for those dots. Copy that here. Save everything, and actually we'll go back to here, reload everything, and let's see what that looks like. I have an error. Marble Trail is not a member of constant buffer, so I probably did not save properly. Marble maze main.h. Nope. Okay. Copy that in, and just to make sure that the other code is there. Yes, okay. And there we go. That completes the first part of the Graphics Debugging Quick Start Challenge. There is a second part to this challenge if you want to do that on your own. It's part of the Quick Start Challenge document, and it explains how you can walk through that. Thanks for watching.